This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
From the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. People rely on the alternative media to deliver the truth. They expect it and can readily recognize and appreciate it when they hear it. Not only should they expect the truth, they sure as heck deserve to have it. A little over 2 years ago, on August 5th, 2011, I had the great opportunity of interviewing Helen Thomas. The late Helen Thomas, the White House correspondent, who was 91 at the time. She had worked for the same news agency for 57 years. She readily admitted that she had to censor herself for over half a century. While she was on the program that day, here on RBN, she kept repeating that she could just not believe that there was a radio network where one could speak so freely. Like Voltaire said, and I quote, "To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize," unquote. Helen Thomas learned the hard way, as so many others have. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. There you will see the names of every single guest that I have had on this program since October 2010. As well as links to their websites. You will also see upcoming guests. Another site that I wish to call your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info, which was created by one of our wonderful listeners. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour at 800-313-9443 after we open the phone lines. My guests today are Christina England and Baby A's parents. Christina's website is profitableharm.com. Christina, Mr. A, and Mrs. A, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dina.
Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome, and I know that you're probably a little bit nervous, but you're among friends here, so just speak freely. And Christine, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you, Deanna.
Okay, Christina, why don't I just allow you to have a few minutes to introduce the topic, the subject, what happened to this five-month-old baby.
Yes, parents in South Africa, they're facing a prison sentence for the murder of their baby girl, who died just days after receiving routine vaccinations. Baby A had received all her vaccinations on time. On September 25th, 2012, she was just aged 5 months. Sorry, hold on.
Oops. Okay. So we didn't introduce one of the entities that would like to speak.
Obviously so. Yes, he got lost. He's a rescue dog. Sorry about that. He didn't see me, so he panicked. Sorry about that. Well, it brought the show to a laugh anyway. On September the 25th, 2012, when baby A was just 5 months old, her parents took her along to the clinic where she received a total of 8 vaccinations before being sent home. Now, with hours of the vaccination, baby A's leg became hard and swollen, and she was listless and poorly and could not settle. And 10 days later, she actually collapsed at home, fell unconscious and stopped breathing. Her parents gave her CPR and rushed her to the hospital, where she was revived and put on a life support machine. Doctors then diagnosed baby A with bleeding to the brain and a broken leg, and accused her parents of shaken baby syndrome. I'm actually reading this, sorry. Over the next five days, baby A's hands, feet, head and eyes became swollen beyond recognition, and her parents decided that it was time to turn off her life support machine. And this is a very, very difficult, situation for the parents, but they decided to turn off the life support machine because the baby was very, very poorly indeed and wasn't going to recover. And she died in their arms. That day, Mr. and Mrs. A, who that's what we're calling them, I think, were arrested and charged with the murder. Mr. and Mrs. A believed that their parents was killed with multiple vaccinations that she received just days before she died. And I've got a link, obviously, to my actual article that I did on this a few weeks ago on vactruth.com. And it's a very, very sad situation and a very difficult one. I tried to write the article as sensitively as I could. It is very difficult to write these articles and very sad too. We did use the pictures as far as we could because we felt that we discussed it between us, myself and the parents, and we felt that it would give the story more impact if we actually had the pictures of the baby while she was in hospital. And I mean, if you go and look at the article, people that want to look at the article and read about the whole story, you'll see that the baby's eyes were very, very swollen indeed. She'd obviously had reactions from the vaccinations. The parents weren't really taken serious. In fact, they were quite bullied from what I could gather at the hospital. The doctors weren't very sympathetic. They were quite accusing, and it was very difficult for the parents. They've had a very difficult time since, and they're on trial for murder on the 30th of September. I'm sure that you'll want to carry on here. I don't know.
Indeed. And so you are, Mr. and Mrs. A, you are currently waiting trial? Or what is the legal status right now?
We are waiting trial, Deanna.
Oh, goodness. Now, was baby A your first child?
Yes, she was. She was our first baby. First and only.
Okay. This is such a tragic occurrence. And of course, you were being good parents. In fact, a friend of mine recently said, I would not feel like a good mother if I failed to get flu shots for my kids. And we're all indoctrinated, we're all brainwashed into believing that to be good parents, that you take your child, your baby, to the doctor or to the clinic and have vaccines because, well, doesn't that help the child to be healthy? And don't parents want their children to enjoy good health? And the mainstream media simply does not report on the dangers of vaccines. And all we hear are good things and that we're supposed to do this. And now for this to turn back on you to the point that they have arrested you, that you're awaiting trial, Ah, this is egregious. Now, do you have a lawyer that understands the situation, that understands the dangers of vaccines?
We do have a lawyer that we have approached, and she's been lovely. She's been there. She's been taking our, you know, our input and really understanding where we're coming from. She believes us. She believes in us. She's never doubted us for 1 minute. So we're very lucky with the lawyer that we do have. And you're right, we are brainwashed into thinking that.
Okay, we are going to a quick 3 minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guests today are Christina England and Baby A's parents. Christina's website is ProfitableHarm.com. And Mrs. A, you were talking about the lawyer that you have and also about the fact that parents are really brainwashed. And especially, I think, first-time parents are particularly hypervigilant because they want to make certain that they do everything right according to what they have been told. And most people would not expect that that authority figures, people in white coats, people who you go to help you to heal, you would not expect them to be dangerous.
Yes, you're right, Diana. It's actually scary in a way if you think about it. And like I said earlier, yes, we do have a wonderful lawyer, and she's gotten in contact with an advocate as well, which also believes in us. We have got a great team. But like I was saying also, it is scary because you don't know any better. I'm not a doctor. My husband's not a doctor. We know you have to go and give your child vaccines, and that's what you need to do because you need to send your child to school. And if you don't give your child vaccines, your child can't go to school. So this is what we all brainwashed into thinking. We think it's safe and it will help the children and all of that. Meanwhile, it may not happen to all babies, but the 1 in 100 or 1 in 1,000, I don't know what the statistics are, that are suffering from this, it's detrimental to their health. I mean, they either die from it, or, you know, like they, like severely injured, they get autism and all those types of things. So it's very hard for us that, you know, that go through this.
Of course. And I understand that Dr. Vieira Scheibner, who is a research scientist, she's retired now, but she's also, you've also talked with her?
Yes, we have spoken to Vera, Dr. Vera Schneider, and she's more than willing to help us. She's been great. She's actually a very lovely lady, and we're very lucky to have her on our side. Dr. Innes, Michael Innes, has also offered to help us. Also very lucky to have him on our side. We believe, after everything that we've read and all the research that we've done, that they're the best people to have on our sides.
Right. And of course, you have Christina, who is,
yes,
who broke the story at VacTruth and,
yes,
has experience of her own, and has been accused also of doing things that she didn't do. And so you do have a good team. And that's,
yes,
that's good. That's good. So what can the radio audience, what can the listeners do to assist you in your efforts?
Well, we have this morning opened up a fund. It's GoFundMe.com. And if you go to Baby A's parents, you'll be able to help us with help us donate for legal costs and being able to bring experts down, because there aren't any experts in South Africa. And like I said, Dr. Vera Schneiber and Dr. Innes and whoever else we need to bring down here, I mean, we don't expect them to pay for themselves. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yes, they are willing to do it for free, but we don't expect them to fly down for nothing.
Sure.
And we obviously don't have the money to do this. We had a normal family. We have now legal costs that we need to see to now. We need to get experts on our side. It's very costly for us.
Right. Now, this whole situation, of course, has impacted your entire life, your employment. How did your family, your extended family, react to this situation?
They're all very supportive. We're very lucky to have a good support system behind us. And you're right, it has impacted us, but work-wise, family-wise, everybody knows the type of people that we are. They've seen our child. They've seen our baby. They know that our baby wasn't hurt by us. And we're lucky that we have that strong backing behind us, and that we, you know, we have the support that we need. But obviously, we two small ants in this big world where you got authorities and you've got a judge and a jury and all of these people that, you know, have,
sure,
your life, have our lives in their hands. So,
now, what has the local press said about the situation?
We haven't had any, you know, like articles or anything. in the local press, we actually felt like we, luckily, we weren't victimized in that way, because people can be very, what's the word?
Mean.
Nasty.
Yes.
Nasty and mean when they hear that a child's been so-called abused, and they can knock you down and they can point fingers, and we're lucky that we haven't had that, but we don't know what we're going to walk into when we go for trial.
Right, because the emotional impact of a five-month-old baby, the death of a five-month-old baby, the prosecution will use that as an emotional, they will use that emotionally, of course.
That's correct.
But with the science behind you, with people on your team that you have, now give us again the name of the website to go and donate to this.
It is, it's www.gofundme.com/ baby A parents.
Okay. Well, let's hope that, that you, get sufficient funds to take care of these needs. Mr. A.
Hi, Deanna. Hi.
How are you? This is a terrible situation. I just cannot imagine. I can't imagine the stress and the anxiety and the sadness that you must have experienced.
No, of course. You know, basically, our entire lives have been turned around. And what's the most disappointing thing is that, like you mentioned earlier, you know, we do the best for our kids and we do what we are told that's right for our kids. And since this is the first biggest case in South Africa that we've had where shaken baby syndrome has become such a big thing, with us giving our story out there, because we obviously don't know of any other families that had this issue. We put in such a situation that, you know, we petrified of what the trial's going to be, what the outcome's going to be, because to be quite honest with you, and if I may be quite frank, we don't even have the specialists that are trained enough or have studied enough to say it was or wasn't shaken baby syndrome. I mean, it's just an ordinary doctor that they're going to put on the stand and say, yes, he or she did do certain things, and that's going to be the end of it. It's basically horrific for us.
And of course, you have the whole pharmaceutical industry that wants to put the blame on you rather than accept responsibility for what they're doing, not just in South Africa, but all over the world.
Yes, of course. And I know you mentioned earlier about the media.
Okay, we do need to go to a quick break. We will be back in about 4 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
And Baby A's parents. Christina's website is profitableharm.com, and the website where you, the listener, may help is gofundme.com/babyaparents. Now, there's only been two donations, $75. So we really need to help this couple out. Mr. A, you were talking about the media.
Yes, Deanna, with regards to the media in South Africa, I think, to be quite frank with you, most of them have been brainwashed because they are funded by the government. I mean, they get sponsorships from the government, and we all know that pharmaceutical companies and governments work close hand in hand. So, you know, if the article did come out in South Africa, we would obviously be painted as bad parents. So we would not get the support that we need. We've tried contacting radio shows, TV shows here, but it seems like everyone, as soon as it comes to vaccinations, they just seem to drop the ball. That's basically what's happening on this end.
Oh, of course, because we see all of these commercials in this country, and I assume it's the same in your country. We see all these commercials promoting vaccines, and so of course they are not going to cover the story accurately. They are going to paint you as bad parents and convict you before you even go to court.
Yes, definitely. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, from the time that we brought baby A into the hospital, we were victimized after the first 10 or 15 minutes where we were accused of child abuse, negligence. At the time, baby was still alive on a ventilator, but that's the vibe that we were given. What makes it more sad is that our child did not have any bruising on her body to indicate that this was an abused child. She had no signs of broken bones or fractures because we've got videos, and Christina has also seen the video of the baby the day before. You would not tell me that that child was sick. You would not tell me that that child was abused.
Now, you are going to be able to present all this evidence in court. Does the court system in your country work in favor of are you innocent until proven guilty? Or,
well, they say we're innocent until proven guilty, but for now it's been the other way around. We've been treated as though we're guilty. Basically, the system, the justice system here sucks, if I may say so. I mean, as parents, you know, like I said, our entire life was toppled. And with the state opening up a case against us, they expect us to fork out all the money and pay all the bills for these experts as well as lawyers, which we obviously cannot afford. And if we can't go ahead and do that, then obviously we're going to have an unfair trial and basically, you know, get locked away for life for something we didn't do.
Exactly. Now, how has this impacted your employment situation?
With regards to employment, people have been supportive, the people that know us, but you do every time feel, you know what, there's this stigma attached on you because there's a case still open against you. So, you know, it does have its downfall.
Indeed. Oh, besides the emotional impact, just everything, it just, what a dreadful situation. What a dreadful situation.
It's definitely, you basically don't feel like doing anything with your life because you think to yourself, I can't even move forward in life because my life is in someone else's hands. Incompetent people, basically.
Right. And now, of course, you've probably studied the situation with vaccines. And even, I think there's quite a lot of information available about shaken baby syndrome, because there have been a lot of people that have been charged for that. Even children have been known to have what is called crib death, where they get they've been vaccinated that day and perish during the night. So there's certainly history of other cases. Is your lawyer looking at other cases in other courts or even in other countries in order to see some sort of precedent about how to proceed with this case?
Yes. Christina has assisted us with a whole lot of links, as well as Dr. Michael Innes and Dr. Vera. They've also sent us information to give through to the lawyers, which they are investigating. I know our lawyers have also been copied on emails to both doctors as well as Christina. What problem we actually have here is all the experts are willing to give reports through to the court. Unfortunately, our justice system would like to have them there presented. In other words, they're basically protecting themselves and making us look like criminals. That's how it is. It's an unfair trial.
Right. Now, have you been in jail at all? Did they incarcerate you for any length of time after they arrested you?
Yes, they arrested us, and on the same day, it was 4 months after baby passed on. They called us in. They said, listen, they want to ask us a few questions, which obviously was a lie. All they were trying to do was arrest us. They arrested us, and we were in jail for about 3 days, and that was it. We weren't offered any legal aid assistance or anything from the court. Family members and friends had to basically try and contribute to get us an attorney to get us out of jail, basically.
Oh, goodness. Well, Christina, so you have assisted them with various information, and you've had this happen to you. So what kind of counsel would you give them regarding their case, in as much as you were also falsely accused?
Yes, well, the difference between myself and this very brave couple that have are speaking out now, and it must be very difficult for them. The death of their baby is still quite raw. And, you know, with the murder trial pending, they're very, very brave to come forward and actually speak out. And we must thank them very much. My case was very different. I had two adopted children who came to me as disabled children, and I knew they were disabled. But I didn't know that they both had autism, and I didn't know that one was definitely vaccine damaged. Their illnesses and their disabilities presented to me in such a way that it was obvious there was something more than what I'd been told. When you adopt children, you don't always get sort of the true picture. You don't always get the true medical records either of what's gone on. And it materialised that one of them, particularly the elder one, was very, very poorly. He had lots of stomach problems that I didn't know were connected with the vaccines. I also didn't know they were connected with the, it was all connected with autism. I'd never heard, at the time, I hadn't heard of Dr. Andrew Wakefield or any of the others. I just tried to get the best help I could for him. He was very, very thin. He was, I think he was about, at the time, he was, about 13 at the time when he went on the feeding tubes. He was very, very ill anyway. He was on the feeding tubes basically because everything he ate went through him. And eventually we got him, the doctors put him on a dairy-free, wheat-free, egg-free, soya-free diet and tried to introduce a food at a time, and when we did, he was ill immediately. It was just constant diarrhea and the pain, rolling around the floor screaming in pain. Now, I, obviously as a mother, was very frightened. I didn't know what was wrong. He was also very impulsive. He was very obsessive. He had difficult behaviour all the way along. And, of course, when I did try and get help and did try and get the education that he required, immediately that I tried to get help, I was, they obviously knew more than what I did. And I was falsely accused of making up and exaggerating illnesses and disabilities that I already had before I ever met them to get attention from myself from the doctors. Now, why I would do that, I don't know, but that's what they were accusing me of. It's called Munchausen's by proxy.
Right.
And, I didn't go to court, but I did have a lot of case conferences, and I did get pushed in front of lots and lots of people I didn't know. The police were involved in my case, but the police actually chose not to come to the case conferences we had. My children only went on the at-risk register, and that was bad enough for me.
All righty. We are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Baby A's parents took their child to the local clinic, and she was just 5 months old. This was on, September 25th, 2012. And you took her to the clinic where she received a total of 8 vaccinations and then was sent home. Did anybody at the clinic show you the inserts, the paper inserts that are associated with those 8 vaccines, or did they give you any idea of the side effects that these vaccines might have?
No, they didn't, Deanna, and I don't think that they would. I honestly don't think that they would have, because if they did, I don't think many parents would have given their children vaccinations.
Is there any way of knowing exactly what your daughter received that day, the 8 specific vaccines, and then getting the package inserts, and making copies of the side effects? Because they have a responsibility, when you have any kind of a procedure, the doctor has a responsibility to tell you what you can expect. Now, if they did not give you any idea that the child would experience any kind of side effects, then they should be held accountable not you. And there are always inserts with all of any medication. And in this country, they use the television. On all of these commercials for any kind of vaccines or any kind of medication, they always show you this wonderful picture and they distract you with images. Meanwhile, they're telling you about all of the side effects. And that functions as a public announcement of what you can expect if you take that medication so that the drug company is not liable. Because they can say, oh no, we warned you. We warn you all the time, all those commercials. We warn you about the side effects. And so you took the medication you took the responsibility upon yourself after being warned. But if your doctor or that nurse did not even mention a side effect, then I don't know how they can hold you accountable. And it would be my suggestion that you get the inserts from those vaccines.
Can I just come in here? I have mentioned the vaccinations on my article. I mean, it is very, very difficult because all their medical records have gone missing. This is a trick that many doctors and pharmaceuticals use. When a case like this comes to court, suddenly all the medical records go missing. Now, if a case is going to court, I would like to suggest that they probably do have the medical records, because otherwise how can they bring a case? They can't
exactly.
bring a case. That's it. They can't bring a case without the medical records. So then if they've got the medical records, it's only fair that our side should have the medical records. Like,
exactly.
You know, I've got two experts that I've managed to help them get. Well, in fact, we've got three, because Dr. Rima Labo has also offered her help. We're all waiting to write reports for them. And, you know, I would do absolutely anything to help this couple. But without any medical records, how can anybody write a report? So how can that, if they haven't got the records either, then how can they write reports? Because, you know, otherwise what they're going to do in court. So we reckon, well, I do, I mean, I'm sure that the lawyer must reckon as well, that somewhere floating are these medical records. Now, if they've got them and we haven't, our side hasn't got them, and these parents haven't got them, which is the most important, you know, person to have these records. They belong to the baby. You know, they're baby's records. If they haven't got them, then how can they go to court? How can this be brought to justice? How is there justice? There isn't any, is there?
Right, because there must be full disclosure on both sides. Now, Mrs. A, did you have, when you took the baby to the local clinic, did they write down anything in a little booklet that you could keep so that you would know which 8 vaccines that she received?
We do have a vaccination card, if that's what you're asking. But they never wrote down, like, what side effects that it would have or any of that. But she did have some adverse reactions to the vaccines. Her legs would get swollen and hard after she was vaccinated, and it would stay hard for a few weeks. And when we asked the nurses what it was, they said it was probably the technique that was used when she was vaccinated, and told us to use a warm face towel to cover her leg and massage her leg for her.
Okay. I guess I'm just still stuck on the package inserts. Is there some way that a friend or somebody there that would not have any kind of association with you that they would that the court would be aware of? Could they, I don't know, just do a little detective work, figure out which vaccines that she received, and then somehow get the package inserts? I just think that we need to be real detectives here, and you have to beat them at their own game.
I have actually done this on Back Truth. I've put which vaccinations they used, and one of them has got quite a lot of adverse reactions that have been recorded. If I could just explain for a second, she had Prevnar, and I actually put on my article that Prevnar is a very dangerous vaccination. Hold on, I can just read out. So far, there's been 558 deaths using this vaccination. There's been 555 life-threatening conditions, 238 permanent disabilities, 2,584 hospitalizations, 101 prolonged hospitalizations, 8,166 emergency room cases, and 16,155 not serious cases.
Okay, you're talking about that 5-in-1 vaccine, Pentaxim? Yes, I see that. Okay, I'm looking at your article here. Yeah. Well, that is quite a record there that you have compiled. And, of course, the lawyer has this.
Yes, he has this. I've also passed over information on these particular vaccinations that the child had on the day. I can certainly get the inserts for her, for the parents. If they want the inserts and the lawyer wants the inserts, this would be no trouble at all, because there are these inserts around on the internet.
Sure. Okay. And I see the baby A's vaccine records. Okay. Because you have an image there.
She had 21 vaccinations by this time. She's only 5 months old, remember. And yes, some of them were sort of multiple vaccinations, 5-in-1s, etc., etc. But I still feel that these counters actually, you know, the 5-in-1 are 5 different vaccinations. They might be.
Sure.
And yeah. if you count all the components up, which I have, she had 21 of these different components and vaccinations by the time she was 5 months old. That's an awful lot of vaccinations to put into a tiny baby's body.
Oh, indeed. And yet that is the schedule of, that is the vaccine schedule in South Africa as well as in other countries.
Yes, indeed it is, yes.
And the government is the one that promotes this?
That's correct. The government does promote it and obviously tell us that we need to vaccinate our kids in order to send them to school, and say if we do not vaccinate our kids, we won't be able to send them to school. So you have that fear of what are we going to do if we don't vaccinate?
Right. They do give you justification and all kinds of things. We are going to our top of the hour break, and we will be back at 6 minutes after the hour, and we will take some calls.